Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning, everybody. It is 5 o'clock and welcome to the WTIC Sunrise Special for this Thursday, August 15th, 2024. Our Sunrise Special brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. As we begin with meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Morgan. We've got a quiet Thursday morning out there. The sky is fairly clear. There's just a little patchy fog in some of the river valleys. Kind of goes with the territory this time of day. And we're looking at a day that's going to feature a fair amount of sunshine with a few clouds mixed in. That smoke that's been in the air for the last day and a half, that's going to continue to be around today. In fact, I think it's going to thicken up. That wildfire smoke is going to become thicker as the day progresses. It could be pretty significant by the end of the day today. Initially, it's not so much down near the surface, but by this evening and tonight, you might be able to even smell some of it. Otherwise, we'll look with the sunshine. We'll look for some sunshine to mix with clouds as we head into the afternoon. Yesterday, we saw some scattered showers and thunderstorms produce some heavy downpours where they fell in parts of western Connecticut. And I expect to see a few more scattered showers and storms around today. So again, not everybody gets one, but there'll be a few out there, kind of like rolling the dice out there this afternoon and evening to see where they show up. And high temperatures will be in the 80s. Right now in Hartford, it is 63 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. That's meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. And Bob's back with us again around 5:11. Electric bills are set to increase again. This after some residents saw bills drastically increase, in some cases double in July, to pay for various program adjustments, including a deal with nuclear power plant Millstone. Republican lawmakers are critical of the latest regulatory approval on Wednesday to okay the funding of an $80 million program beginning in September to enhance the EV charging grid. House Republican leader Vin Cantalora.
The legislature needs to come in here and stop it. There is a lack of recognition, I think, of where we are for our residents. I mean, we are seeing high inflation. We're seeing gas prices at a high and grocery prices at a high. I am hearing from my constituents, they just can't afford to pay these bills.
We did respond. We did get response from Democrats, specifically Democratic State Representative Norm Needleman, saying that this will be a small increase and has been in the works for a while. Governor Lamont previously said that he'd consider calling lawmakers into a special session to address soaring electricity prices if there was a proposal that would bring them down immediately. President Biden is sending more diplomats to the Mideast as possible ceasefire talks brokered are scheduled to happen today. Foreign correspondent Rami Innocencio reports, though, that one key group is not going to join the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar in the talks with Israel.
Hamas, now not attending ceasefire talks, could be the trigger for Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon, either or both, to launch retaliatory strikes against Israel that it's threatened for the past 2 weeks.
Israel is scheduled to send a delegation to the talks in Qatar. WTIC News Time is 5:04.
Men, low testosterone causes a host of problems. These include a low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more. But many men just attribute these symptoms to aging and don't consider that there are medical treatments that can give them back their vigor and vibrancy. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if you're feeling like I just described, it's time for you to treat that low T and change your life. At Northeast Men's Health, we're experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. We've successfully treated thousands of men for low T and have seen the amazing difference that those treatments can make make in a man's life. If you're feeling like the vast majority of men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you'll feel your energy return. That brain fog will go away. Your sleep will improve, as will your workouts, and your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. So make an appointment and make a true life change. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6481. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6481. That's 800-575-6481. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
WTIC News Time, we have 5:06. Good morning, everybody. We're continuing to follow just how Tuesday's primaries in Connecticut went down. Here's something that's interesting happening in southwestern Connecticut. Jonathan Jacobson of Stamford feels that he would have won the Democratic primary for state rep anyway, but he got some late help from his opponent, incumbent Annabelle Figueroa. Just before that election, anti-Semitic comments made by Figueroa weeks ago went viral in public. According to a translation, Figueroa said that, quote, "We cannot permit a person of Jewish origin to represent our community," end quote. Jacobson says that she apologized on Election Day.
I felt the sincerity in her apology, but I shared with her that it was not only hurtful, but harmful, and that the damage had been done. She asked me what I think she should do, because she did not know. My response was that I called on her to resign all 3 of the elected positions she currently holds.
Figueroa told Jacobson that she won't be resigning. Amid low turnout, Jacobson won with 600 votes to Figueroa's 358. And we're going to be getting a rematch of 2018 as far as that race for the U.S. Senate seat goes. In an upset there Tuesday, Republican challenger Matt Corey beats out the party's endorsed candidate, Beacon Falls First Selectman Jerry Smith. Corey secured about 54% of the vote, with about 35,000 people showing up to vote in total. He thanks his supporters for turning out.
Just thanking everybody and thanking all the volunteers and the statewide help that I had to get to this point. It does not go unnoticed and unappreciated. They're just wonderful people.
Corey will again challenge incumbent Democrat Chris Murphy like he did 6 years ago. Murphy says he's looking forward to spending the next 12 weeks, between now and Election Day basically, supporting all of his fellow Democrats on the ticket. Sentencing in New Haven court Wednesday sends Janine Ward to prison for 35 years without parole for the murder of 15-year-old Elijah Gomez. It was in May of 2022. Ward, alongside 2 other suspects, attacked Gomez as he was walking home from school. The animal rights group Desmond's Army is now offering a $5,000 reward in a disturbing animal abuse case. $5,000 is up for grabs for any information that leads to the arrest and conviction of a suspect in the abandonment of a dog, a German Shepherd, found skin and bones, according to the Woodbridge Animal Control Department, chained to the side of the highway in Beacon Falls. The dog was found late Sunday on Route 8, chained to a post alongside the highway on the southbound side near Exit 25. The dog is now receiving medical care. WTIC News Time is 5:09. We have meteorologist Bob Cox in a moment.
He went to doctor after doctor looking for relief and always walked away discouraged. Surgery and drugs hadn't worked before, so why would he try them again? That's when Carmen made an appointment at QC Kinetics.
I'll tell you one thing. I got a spring in my step. The bounce is back in my step. My quality of life improving exponentially since I've been going to QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics has treated over 35,000 patients like Carmen using their own healing components, concentrating them into damaged knees, hips, shoulders, and backs. No surgery, no drugs.
The pain's gone. Quality of life so much better. And mentally, I'm in such a better place because I know that I'm not going to wake up to the same old struggles that I have been dealing with every single day. 10 months ago, no joke, I was a prime candidate for a knee replacement. Today, I'm not because of the treatment I'm receiving at QC Kinetics.
Carmen finally got relief, and it was easy, starting with a free consultation at QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 424-424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 424-24. That's AREA to 424-24.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What could be better than two of your favorites for $3.99, like a McDouble, a McChicken, or a six-piece McNuggets? Stop in for twice the delicious.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
WTIC weather.
WTIC News Time. We've got 5:11 as we roll on in our Sunrise Special with meteorologist Bob Cox. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Morgan. It should be a pretty good weather day today. We saw this low-pressure area loft centered over the Canadian Maritimes. Keeps us in a bit of a cyclonic flow. We saw some scattered showers and thunderstorms affect a small percentage of the state yesterday. And we'll probably have the same situation today where a few towns get a shower storm or a brief downpour and others stay dry. Also coming down in that northerly flow around the low pressure area is a lot of smoke that's queued up in eastern Canada. In fact, the largest amount of smoke by far in North America right now is in eastern Canada, and the steering winds are pushing it down in our direction. So we've seen that in the sky since late Tuesday, and I think it'll actually thicken up a bit today and could be pretty significant by the end of the day today. Otherwise, we're looking at sunshine mixing with a few clouds. That chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon or evening, about a 30% chance again. Like yesterday, highs will be in the 80s. And then any showers or thunderstorms do pop up will diminish during the first part of tonight, especially after sundown. Low temperatures will stay in the 60s. For the day Friday, it looks mostly sunny and warm. High temperatures 86 to 91 tomorrow afternoon. Moderate humidity, dew points in the 60s. And I think we'll probably get through most of the day, if not all of the daytime Saturday, dry, partly sunny, with temperatures in the low 80s. But we do pick up the chance for shower, thunder shower by Saturday evening or Saturday night. We'll take a closer look at the weekend and 5 days ahead later in the Sunrise Special. Right now it is 63 degrees in Groton, 61 in Middletown. Hartford temperature 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. Thank you, Bob. That's meteorologist Bob Cox and the WTIC Weather Center. Bob will join us again at the end of our Sunrise Special just before 5:30 with our extended 5-day forecast. And he will be with us throughout the morning, too, with more weather updates. A New York Times report says Hunter Biden sought help from a U.S. ambassador in 2016 for an energy project with a Ukrainian gas company. correspondent Linda Kenyon has that story from the White House.
The report says the president's son reached out to the U.S. ambassador to Italy to try to get approval for a geothermal project in Italy. The request came as Joe Biden was vice president and as Hunter Biden served on the board of the energy company Burisma. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if the president knew about this.
The president's never been in business with his son. He was not aware of this, and this is something for Hunter Biden to speak to.
Hunter Biden's lawyer called the outreach to the ambassador a proper request and said no meeting occurred and no project materialized. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Former President Donald Trump has invited reporters to his New Jersey golf club for his second news conference in as many weeks. Trump will meet the press today as he steps up his criticism of Vice President Kamala Harris for not holding a news conference or sitting down for interviews since President Joe Biden ended his reelection campaign and endorsed her to replace him. The vice president has barely engaged with reporters since becoming the Democratic nominee, though she travels with journalists aboard Air Force Two and sometimes answers shouted questions while boarding or leaving the plane for campaign stops. The manhunt continues for a convicted murderer who escaped from prison in North Carolina. That story now from correspondent Stacey Lim.
30-year-old Ramon Alston was being transported to a medical appointment on Tuesday when he freed himself from his leg restraints, jumped out of the van still in handcuffs, and took off into the woods.
There are two leads we've got. I'm not going to tell you what they are that we feel are solid.
And while Sheriff Charles Blackwood says they're searching everywhere,
I cannot pinpoint an area to tell a certain group of people in a certain neighborhood that they need to be on a heightened level right now.
Alston was serving a life sentence for killing a one-year-old girl on Christmas Day in 2015. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The World Health Organization is declaring Mpox to be a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years. This is correspondent Allison Keyes.
There's an outbreak of the viral infection in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to nearby nations. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says,
it's clear that a coordinated international response is essential to stop these outbreaks and save lives.
Mpox can spread through close contact and causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions on the body. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Again, taking a look at our market futures, they are gaining a bit with that slower inflation rate, 2.9% year over year out yesterday. The Dow up 245 points in futures. If we take a look at our S&P 500, we see that that's also edging higher just a little bit by 5 points. NASDAQ futures are 33 points up. WTIC News time is 5:17 with Matt Royce on the way with our morning sports. Then we'll go through our Connecticut lottery numbers and meteorologist Bob Cox finish our sunrise special with this forecast.
Don't miss this, the August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month, Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at ProterraMotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
Hey, Tom Shattuck here with a new opportunity for you. The 20-pound summer slim down with Awaken 180 weight loss. Dropping 20 pounds before summer ends. Cruising to your goal of 30, 40, 50-plus pounds down. It's simple. You take the few last weeks of summer, eating, drinking, enjoying the weather, but the difference? You're doing it with the 20-pound summer slim down. But Tom, summer's almost over. Well, that's the point. The pounds melt off fast with Awaken 180. I dropped my first 20 in less time, and that easy 20 propelled me to reach my goal of losing 80 pounds. Think about it. You're about to slide back into the same old fall routine with the same old mindset. No, mix it up. Live up the rest of your summer while dropping your first 20. Then jump into fall with a whole new groove. Yeah, I said it. You'll be saying it too in just a few weeks from now. 20 pounds summer slim down with the solution for weight loss. Make your consultation now at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Online at awaken180weightloss.com.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
Hi, Dave Berger from Modern Plumbing Supply. Don't look now, but this year is half over already. Before you know it, your holiday guests will be at your doorstep. Didn't you have big plans to make over your kitchen and bathroom after last year's plumbing issues? Who needs that embarrassment again? Modern Plumbing Showroom has all the beautiful fixtures you'll need to impress your guests this time. Don't wait any longer. Visit us today on the Berlin Turnpike in Berlin.
Great design with you in mind. Modern Plumbing Supply.
Allow us to introduce you to the Ford truck built for New Englanders like you. The New England Edition F-150. Made with luxurious style, top-notch technology, and built Ford tough capability. Now you can get America's best-selling truck for 47 years for a great deal. To lease the New England Edition F-150 today, stop into your local New England Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com. Claim based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry Reported Total Sales.
Did you ever come home on a hot day, open your door, and your air conditioner just doesn't feel right? That's a real summer bummer. Say, come on into Campbell. From a simple seasonal tune-up or an air conditioner repair to the installation of a much more cost-efficient cooling system, Campbell's got the cool tools. Veteran-owned and managed, Campbell Heating and Cooling. Visit CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi Heating and Cooling Equipment.
Let our expert technicians cool your home this summer.
Technological advances speed all things up, including dental care. Columbia Implant Center in Manchester takes full advantage of this technology to bring better, faster service and better results in one day, the same day, 7 days a week. We have the specialists, the facility, and the technological expertise to provide and complete the treatment today. Call Columbia Implant Center at 860-730-6020 or visit ColumbiaImplantCenter.com.
Tune in to How to Retire with Fuchs Financial.
The main thing for the majority of the listeners out there who are approaching retirement is I don't want to be surprised.
Helping you build, preserve, and manage your wealth.
You've got Roth IRAs, you have individual accounts. Finding the right taxable strategy, that's going to be huge for you.
Tune in to How to Retire with Ben Fuchs. Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Hey, what's happening? It's 5:23. We'll start this morning with the Boston Red Sox trying to sweep the Texas Rangers at Fenway last night. Great game from start to finish. Good back and forth game that saw the Rangers score on a couple early errors from the Sox. One was late as well. 4-4 heading into the bottom of the eighth. The Red Sox able to put a couple men on and take the lead, and then capitalize some big insurance runs.
Hit hard, it hits the third base bag and goes down the left field line. Devers has scored, Jansen scores, it's a double for Romy Gonzalez. And a 7-4 Red Sox lead.
Right, Romy drives in two there to make it 7-4. You think that would be it, but the Rangers will not go away quietly. They've got two men on. That brought up their left fielder, Wyatt Langford.
Langford's the tying run at the plate for Texas. The one strike hit. Hit in the air to left. Way back and gone. Into the monster seats. They keep giving Texas extra outs and they keep paying a heavy price.
A 389-foot blast ties the game up at 7. The Sox couldn't get anything in the bottom half of the ninth, so it went into extra innings. And in the very first pitch in the top half of the 10th, the Rangers have grabbed the lead.
Pitch. And there's a drive hit to right center field and deep. Back to the warning track. Abreu by the bullpen. He jumps. And the ball is gone into the bullpen. A home run. Jonah Heim has given the Rangers an 8-7 lead.
Joe forgot about that ghost runner a second, so it made it 9-7. I'm sure Brian will tell you in just a few minutes when he comes on. Because he was there, Sox let this one slip away and shot themselves in the foot with the errors that led to the runs. Manager Alex Cora pretty much echoed that.
We've been talking about this in spring training, right? Like, defense is going to dictate who we are. And if we don't play defense, we're not going to make it to October, right? Today, we didn't make a few plays, and it cost us, you know.
Now, the Rangers had 15 hits, 4 homers, 30 total bases last night. Obviously, a bad loss for Boston. The Sox continue on as they have no days off. They head into Baltimore tonight for the first of 4 against the Orioles. Obviously, a pretty huge series for both teams as they head into mid-August. Nick Pivetta back on the hill tonight. It's a 6:35 start here on WTIC. The Yankees grabbed 2 of 3 in Chicago against the league's worst team in the White Sox. Yanks got off to a quick start again thanks to Juan Soto.
Soto drives that in the air to right field and deep. Fletcher back. Juan Soto yet again taking a bath out in right field. The man is possessed. His 34th of the year. His 4th in 2 nights. And it's 1-0 Yankees.
Yeah, picking up right where he left off, hitting his 4th homer in his last 5 at-bats. Soto was such a pest to the White Sox that with the Yankees up 6-2 in the 8th, they intentionally walked Soto to face Aaron Judge. That was a mistake.
3-0. Hammered in the air. Deep to left field. History. Number 300 for Aaron Judge. The fastest man ever in Major League Baseball to reach the 300 home run plateau.
How about that? Yeah, first fastest to 300. His 43rd of the year while collecting his 110th RBI there. Guy's out of his mind. Yankees win this one 10-2. Soto loves playing with Judge and commented on his 300th dinger.
I hope he break the home run record. I mean, why not? I think he's the guy who can literally break the record. He's been showing it up every time. I hope he got the health to do it, and I'm gonna enjoy it as much as I can too.
Yeah, hopefully Soto will be there in the Bronx if Judge does break the record, of course. Yankees have today off as they make their way up to Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers. The Mets snapped their 4-game skid last night. They put a hurting on the Oakland A's by a final of 9-1. They get a 1-10 start today for the rubber game over at Citi Field. Another rough one for the Yard Goats last night in front of a sold-out crowd at Duncan Park. Goats fall for the second night in a row to the Somerset Patriots by the final of 9-5. Tonight they try to snap the slides. It's country night over at Duncan Park. 7:10 start again tonight. The football now, where the New England Patriots have dealt Pro Bowl linebacker Matthew Judon to the Atlanta Falcons. In return, the Patriots only get a 3rd-round pick in the next draft. Falcons and Judon will now work out a new deal that the Patriots did not give him. Patriots play tonight in Foxborough against the Eagles for their 2nd preseason game. Pretty disappointing news out of Minnesota is the Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy, as he had surgery yesterday to repair a torn meniscus, and it was proven he needed a full repair, so he will be sidelined for the whole season. Now even worse news for the Vikings is their quarterback room now consists of veteran Sam Darnold, as well as Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall. So, they pretty much got to get a new quarterback in there. Finally, football, where the United States men's national team has their new guy. Former Tottenham and Paris Saint-Germain coach Mauricio Pochettino has agreed to become the new United States coach, thus taking on the task of leading the team into the 2026 World Cup. Pochettino has been out of work since mutually leaving Chelsea earlier this summer. He is expected to be installed in time to take charge of the United States men's national team against Canada in Kansas City on September 7th. So we'll look forward to that. Right now it's 5:28. That's your morning sports. We'll head back over now to Morgan Cunningham. He has last night's lottery numbers for you.
Cash 5 numbers, Matt, are 1, 11, 23, 25, and 35. Lucky for life is 7, 19, 29, 30, 39, and the lucky ball 4. Play 3 night is 9, 5, 6, and the wild ball 5. Play 4 night is 3-3-6-0 and the wild ball 4. A look at our drawing last night for the Powerball. 8, 9, 23, 29, 62, and the Powerball 13. Nobody won all of those, and the jackpot is now $35 million.
WTIC weather.
Now our forecast with meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Hi, Bob.
Hey there, Morgan. It is pretty clear out there for the most part. We've got some fog in some of the river valleys this morning, but that'll burn off after the sun comes up and goes to work. And we'll see a fair amount of sun today mixing with a few clouds. And as was the case yesterday, I think a few towns will see a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon or evening, while others will remain dry. And there's going to be a fair amount of smoke in the air today. In fact, that'll be increasing as we go through the day. Highs will be in the 80s, moderate humidity. Dew points in the upper 50s to low 60s much of the time. And then tonight, any scattered showers or storms will be ending during the first part of the night. Otherwise, it's partly cloudy. There will still be a lot of smoke around. You may even be able to smell some of it by late today and tonight. Patchy fog is also going to redevelop late tonight, lows in the 60s. And tomorrow looks mostly sunny, but I think that smoke is still a factor and will tend to filter the sun a bit and create a hazy appearance to the sky. Highs in the 80s Friday, partly cloudy tomorrow night, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. I think Saturday is looking okay, partly sunny. We should get through most, if not all, the daylight hours dry. Highs in the low 80s. We pick up the chance for shower, thunder shower Saturday night, and it will be a little unsettled at times Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Not raining continuously, mind you, but I think each of those days there will be a period where we have some showers, and highs will be around 80 Sunday, low 80s Monday, upper 70s on Tuesday. Currently in Hartford, we have 63 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. Thank you, Bob. That's meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. As we finish up our sunrise special brought to you by Big Y, your world-class market for this Thursday, August 15th, 2024. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News.
From the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
August 15th.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
15th, a Thursday, I tell you right out of the gate, I am tired. It's not like I partied all night or anything necessarily like that. But I did go to the Red Sox game yesterday with, it was actually, well, there's so much nice about it. It was a beautiful evening. It was just, you know, my wife's parents live on a little bit on the other side of town. And we usually just park it where they are and walk, take that 20, 25 minute walk across. We go up Newberry and Boylston. I had my niece and my son. and my wife was meeting me. And we ended up, my sister and brother-in-law met us. One of my best friends from college met us. It was a fun night at Fenway Park. But I want to wait to talk about the game until we're a little closer to traffic so Mark can hear it and we can interact a little bit about it because I bet he watched it. It's crazy. I will tell you this, that the Red Sox offer promotions. When I first started going to the games with my wife, when we started dating, and I had a friend working for the Sox, this is back in, I want to say, 01 and 02. You know, they got so popular when the new ownership came in, they didn't even have promotions. They didn't even advertise. And obviously now things are different. A lot of nights are not sold out. I doubt they were sold out last night, although eventually it was a good crowd. I think a lot of people didn't remember that it was a 6 o'clock start, not a 7 o'clock start. But they have this promotion that for $99, you get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and like 4 like small drinks or whatever. And I love the bleachers. If I'm not like right at the field, we actually walked to visit with my college buddy. And we walked along the lower bowl by the Loge seats. And when you're that close, it is amazing to be that close. You forget what it's like to be that close. But I love the bleachers. Like, if I'm not going to be in the best seats, I might as well be in the bleachers because it's just fun. The vibe.
That's where the party is, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. But what the irony is that, you know, for $99, we get 4 tickets in a place we'd like to be anyway. And you get food and drink. I mean, and then I go up and I get 2 beers and a bag of peanuts, and it's $33. So it's like,
they're gonna get you one way or the other.
I know, it's crazy how that what you value, right? Because for a third of what it costs 4 people to get food and seats, I got 2 beers and peanuts. And by the way, you know, people yip and yap about shrinkflation. The peanut bag is absolutely smaller. There's no doubt about it. Whereas the guy on the outside, I used to really love to buy peanuts from the guy who brown bagged it outside the stadium. The guy on the outside went the opposite direction. Instead of charging the same price for smaller, he charges more for more. But it doesn't make sense to me to buy it outside anymore, even though I like to use the local vendor. Because I can't eat that many peanuts. I mean, I just can't.
Eating for the rest of the week, right?
You don't take them home and be like, hey, let's eat some peanuts on the kitchen table. I mean, one of my favorite things in the world is to eat the peanuts and just drop the shells. I feel bad for the people who clean up after, but it's like my favorite thing to do is make a huge hot mess right under my feet. It is. I absolutely love it. I used to love it about the ground round when I was little. I used to be able to do that there at those restaurants. But anyway, and it was just the weather was gorgeous last night. It was absolutely, and I might as well continue. I can talk until I get to Mark because I'll get into the game in a second. We'll get into the show. We have a lot of important conversations to have, including Richard Blumenthal and Matthew Schmidt. And we'll talk to Tim Restall of the Hartford Yard Goats, and we'll talk about the electric bills. I will definitely talk about these electric bills that are making such news, and it's just really bad timing and really, really, really faulty logic to do what they're doing, especially right now. But back to the baseball, it's just I get pulled in and then get my heart broken, and then I get pulled in and they get my heart broken. Now, I've had 4 World Series titles as a Red Sox fan in this century, so I'm not complaining about anything. But if you listen to our fan base podcast, you know I'm pretty cynical about this edition of the Boston Red Sox and the Red Sox in general, honestly. And last night's game, like, Matt has to do all of sports. And, you know, between Aaron Judge last night and a whole bunch of other sports and U.S. men's national team, a whole bunch of stuff, he can't get into the minutia of the play-by-play in this game.
Right.
Because it's impossible. Like, for instance, like in Matt did a great job of explaining the game, and there were home runs, there was lead changes. It was a great, exciting game to be at. The thing is that the little nuances, like the Red Sox were up at bat. I can't remember what inning it was, but they had one out, first and third, Devers on first. And there was a sack fly, and Devers didn't know the outs, so he ran as if there were 2 outs. And so he got doubled up, and the sack fly, the tag up from third didn't count. That would have been the Red Sox fifth run. And then I think it's like the next inning, the Rangers tied it when the shortstop for the Red Sox booted a ground ball with two outs. Mm. So instead of having five runs, it would have been like 5-3. Instead, it's 4-4. And that's before you even got to the 7-4 lead and got to the ninth inning, where we were just sitting there, and I was like, honestly, I was like, listen, this is great. The game started at 6:10. I mean, outside of one bad inning, the game went so fast. I was like, I might get some sleep. I might get home by before 11. This is great. And then before I know it, one swing. When we were sitting there, we were stunned when Texas hit that three-run home run. And then I knew they were going to lose. I just knew they were going to lose. I just knew
it. And then on the first pitch of the 10th inning, it's like, gut punch.
The first pitch. And the thing is that even my son was like a Castiglione. My son didn't realize they start the guy automatically on second, and it's a permanent thing. And it was just like, oh, my gosh. And the ride home was just
brutal. I'll tell you, like, as a Yankee fan, I obviously don't like the Red Sox, but the way Alex Cora explains it, that, you know, you have 27 outs, and if you give these guys 29, 30, 31 outs,
you're going to lose.
They're going to lose the game.
Yeah. I love that Willy Abreu guy. I like that guy a lot. I've been in right field a couple times. Mark, did you watch the game?
I saw the late innings, yeah. Sixth inning on. You know, Rafaela has to come in from center field to play shortstop. And if he makes that throw to first base on the double play, the game's over.
Yeah. And well, you know what I said to...
But it's tough for him. He's coming in. He's played center field for eight innings. He's got to come in the ninth to play shortstop. That's not easy to do. He's a great athlete, but still not easy to do.
Well, there's another nuance to that, which is, I don't know, I forget who was playing first, but he must be 6 feet or 6'1". I guarantee you Costas could have stretched for that ball. The guy jumped off the bag.
Yeah, yeah. He had to jump off the bag, yeah. Yep.
And I was like, if he was a little bigger dude, he wouldn't have had to do that.
No,
and that's the thing about baseball. I want to say like one thing before you get to traffic, is that you don't realize, unless you've played it recently or have a kid, how hard the game is.
Oh,
these guys are so good. So when they make these mistakes,
Roman Gonzalez is playing first base at that point. I think he was playing first base at that point.
Yeah, and I mean the guys. You know, if he was 6'4", I swear he could have.
He would have got. Game would have been over. Would have been over.
Brutal.
Red Sox bullpen.
I can't go home and go right to bed, so I went to bed like after midnight.
Yeah, because
so
you were crazy after it was bad. Tough loss. It was a tough, tough loss. Winkowski, though, grooved that pitch. I mean, grooved it. Grooved it.
I was million miles away, but tell he grooved it because
he grooved
it.
He grooved it, man. But like you said, they make that double play goes through. That throws like three inches, you know, lower. Game's over. Tough loss, though. Tough, tough loss. Brian, thank you very much. I'm glad at least you had a good time. It was a beautiful night. What's up with these 6:35 starts, though, in Baltimore?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm all for going to bed earlier, but I don't know. That seems to – a lot of teams are doing that now. They're starting the game at 6:40 now. I don't know if I like that. I think the 7:10 start is the sweet spot. But anyways, if you're heading into Hartford right now, good morning. Looks great on the roads, at least east and westbound, 84, no problems, Farmington to Vernon. 91 northbound, moving well, Cromwell up into Windsor. We are seeing that delay between 40 and 44 as you move Windsor into East Windsor, Dexter Coffin Bridge, road work right and right center lane, stay left. 291, 384 moving well east of the river, two westbounds in great shape, Glastonbury and East Hartford, quiet Middletown, Waterbury. Downtown's okay. 84 westbound, you've got delays between 17 and 16 in Southbury with some road work going on there. The right lane is shut down there. And if you are heading down toward New Haven, that looks good. 91 in the parkway doing very well. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Well, today will be similar to yesterday's weather, and that will have sunshine mixing with some clouds, and a few towns will have a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon or evening, while others will remain dry, and highs get into the 80s today. There's a lot of smoke from wildfires across eastern Canada, very significant amount of it. And with the upper level low that's sitting over the Canadian Maritimes and the northerly steering flow around that, that smoke is being directed right down across New England again today. So I think it'll actually thicken up during the day. We saw some since late Tuesday. We saw it yesterday, and we'll have it out there again today, tending to thicken up and could be pretty significant by the end of the day today. You might even be able to smell it a bit by this evening and tonight. Temperatures in the 80s today, 60s tonight. Any scattered showers or storms end early tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy with patchy fog. And Friday still looks mostly sunny and warm with highs in the 80s, dew points in the 60s. The smoke will still be fairly significant tomorrow and probably filtered to the sun to some extent, at least creating a hazy appearance to the sky. Friday night looks partly cloudy with some more patchy fog, especially in the river valleys, lows in the 60s. And Saturday looks okay, partly sunny. Right now it would seem that we probably get through most, if not the entire daylight portion of Saturday dry with highs in the low 80s. There is the chance for a shower, thunder shower by Saturday evening or night. And there'll be a few showers around from time to time, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I don't know that any of those days will be a rain out, but I think each day will have a period where there are some showers. High near 80 on Sunday, low 80s Monday, and upper 70s Tuesday afternoon. Right now in Hartford, it's 63 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We know life gets busy, but seeing a primary care provider regularly is essential to your health. Trinity Health of New England's primary care providers offer comprehensive preventive care, from regular checkups and screenings to addressing health concerns, all to help you stay healthy and get more out of life. Making an appointment is easy. Call 1-833-CU-NOW. That's 1-833-CU-YOU-NOW. Or visit trinityhealthofne.org/primary care.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Yeah, it was a rough night for the Boston Red Sox out at Fenway. A really great game, but it ended up being a loss for the Sox as they lose in extras 9-7 to the Rangers. The Rangers do salvage one. Listen to the stat by the Rangers. They had 15 hits, 4 homers, 30 total bases last night. Obviously not good for the Sox. Alex Cora said, obviously the errors are bad, but you got to keep the ball in the ballpark.
We got to keep the ball in the ballpark. You know, you can talk about sloppiness, but we got to keep the ball in the ballpark. We haven't done that since the All-Star break. And it's damage with men on, damage late in the game. We got to figure that out.
Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, that's definitely a problem. Hopefully Nick Pivetta can do that for them tonight. It's a 6:35 start against the Orioles, the first of four in Baltimore. So it's a huge series, obviously, in mid-August. They do play the Orioles one more time back in Boston, I believe. But, yeah, this four-game series in Baltimore is going to be tough for sure. Yanks grabbed 2 of 3 in Chicago against the league's worst team in the White Sox. Juan Soto hit another homer last night. Also, Aaron Judge stepping up in the eighth inning. The Yankees were up 6-2 in the eighth. They intentionally walked Soto to face Aaron Judge. Why?
3-0. Hammered in the air. Deep to left field. History. Number 300 for Aaron Judge. The fastest man ever in Major League Baseball to reach the 300 home run plateau.
Huge stuff there. Aaron Judge, quickest to 300 career homers. That's his 43rd of the year, 110th RBI. I mean, the guy is just out of his mind. He's batting 333 right now. That's so crazy. Yanks have today off. They make their way up to Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers. Mets snapped their four-game skid last night. Needed a win. They got it against the Oakland A's at Citi Field. 9-1 the final. They have a 1-10 start for the rubber game today at Citi Field. Football now. The New England Patriots have dealt Pro Bowl linebacker Matthew Judon to the Atlanta Falcons. In return, they get a third-round pick in the next draft. What a steal for the Falcons.
A joke.
Unbelievable. I mean, the Foxborough's maybe going to be a hostile place tonight as the Patriots face the Eagles for their second preseason game. Disappointing news for Vikings fans and really the Vikings in general. The rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, had surgery yesterday to repair a torn meniscus. They were hoping it was just a partial repair, but it was a full repair, and he'll be sidelined for the whole season, which is just brutal. I mean, you get drafted, you think you're going to the NFL, and it's a hiccup right there. But he'll come back stronger, I'm sure. But the Vikings quarterback room right now, oof. Sam Darnold is probably the leader right now, as that's as well as Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall, who nobody has ever heard of. So they probably kind of make a move to get a quarterback in there. Kirk Cousins, where are you? So far away. Finally, of course, the United States men's national team has their new guy. It's a former Tottenham and Paris Saint-Germain coach, Mauricio Pochettino. He has agreed to become the new United States men's head coach, thus taking the task of leading them to the 2026 World Cup. He should be installed in time for the United States men's national team against Canada in Kansas City on September 7th. I saw this guy's name. You know what I thought of?
What?
Dominic DeCoco.
He's a good coach.
Yeah?
By the way, I think it's a good move.
I'm pretty good. Plus, he's coached Messi. He's coached Neymar. He's coached Mbappe. Yeah. I mean, that's...
He'll get respected in the locker room.
Yeah. It's 5:49. Let's head over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center. See what's going on with Mark Christopher. Mark?
Third round pick for Judon?
Oh!
What is going on in Foxborough? What? I mean, I don't profess to be a football, guru, but...
What a
that
steal.
Just sounds ridiculous.
Arthur Blank's like, I think my phone broke up. Can you say that one more time? You said third round pick?
Yeah. Well, those guys must be just hot. Must be going, what the steal of the century there. Hey, guys, thank you very much. Well, good morning, everyone. If you are heading toward Hartford right now and you're on the east and westbound side of 84, you're looking real good as you move between Farmington and Vernon. If you are traveling west of Waterbury, we've got some road work going on. Westbound 84 between 17 and 16, left lane out. Eastbound 84 between 16 and 17, right lane out there. So look out for that. If you're traveling 91 north and southbound, looks real good between Cromwell and Windsor Locks now. No problems there. 291, 384 moving well east of the river. Two westbounds in great shape, Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet in Middletown. 91 in the Parkway, good ride toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Appreciate that. Let's take a look at that forecast. Today, sun mixing with clouds and I guess some of that wildfire smoke. Chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon or evening. We're in the 80s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Again, the smoke in the 80s. Saturday, partly sunny, low 80s, and maybe a few showers on Sunday near 80. So the weekend's not looking too bad. So we'll take it. Just a reminder, tomorrow, by the way, we are going to be in Portland, Connecticut. Right there in the heart of Middlesex County, Connecticut. And we're going to be at Melilly's. This place looks great. Sort of your litmus test is if they make homemade corned beef hash, they have to be good. I mean, that's sort of even though I don't even mind the fake stuff, but if they make their own, that's phenomenal. So I'm thinking either doing the corned beef hash with three eggs or that whole platter where they give you a couple of pancakes on top of it. Let me ask you this. Why are pancakes more expensive on a menu than French toast? I don't understand that.
Maybe they're just like the size of the whole table. I don't know.
But that's strange to me. Usually they're like, equal. But either way, I'm psyched to be there. And we have a full slate. Joey Burgoyne, our executive producer, always does a great job, working with these towns and getting tons of interesting people to come in. So come down to Melilly's if you're in the area. They officially say they're open at 7, but I guarantee you can get some food earlier because we're going to be dropping anchor at 5 a.m. and we're on the air at 5:30. So there's no doubt that there'll be somebody there, and I'm sure you'll be able to get some food if you want to come on earlier or come in 7 to 9. Either way, we're darting across Connecticut. I will be there with WFSB as well. And all things Portland, Connecticut, a great part of the state. And as we move and mosey on, this is probably the last one before Labor Day, and then we'll crank it up going into the fall, and the fall is going to be phenomenal too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll have, of course, your travel forecast and then some birthdays for you on a Thursday edition of Brian and Company right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ground level storage containers, road trailers, or mobile offices. Don't get stressed. Get Eagle. Just call Eagle Leasing at 1-800-GET-EAGLE or get a quote at eagleleasing.com. I'm Brandon Eagle. You see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
Facilities managers, it's time to think inside the box. Storage trailers and ground level storage containers from Eagle Leasing are the way to go. I'm Mike Eagle. Call 1-800-GET-EAGLE or visit us at eagleleasing.com. You see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
I'm Brett Director from Connecticut Lighting Centers. Looking for a new ceiling fan? Connecticut Lighting Centers has you covered. Over 180 ceiling fans on display and hundreds in stock ready to go. From modern to classic, you'll find the perfect fan to complement any decor. Let our trained ceiling fan experts help you select the perfect fan for your home or business. Connecticut Lighting Centers, with showrooms in Hartford and Southington, or online at ctlighting.com, featuring Hinckley.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The real estate market is sizzling hot at an all-time high. Hi, I'm Sandy Terenzi with Mike Price from the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners. And if you're on the fence, this is absolutely the best time to sell.
That's right. Due to tight inventory, we are currently at a record-breaking high with Connecticut's median sale price now at $400,000. You don't want to miss this historic market.
Call us today at 860-855-SOLD. That's 860-855-SOLD. And ask for me, Sandy Terenzi.
I'd love to get back to see those yard goats play again. Always loved a good day at the ballpark. Hi, this is Jerry Brooks. Do you have a senior in your life who has a twilight wish? Our Connecticut chapter wants to grant a twilight wish. If your senior lives in the state of Connecticut and is 65 or older, their twilight wish could be granted. Nominate your senior now. Log on to twilightwishct.org and give your senior the wish of a lifetime. Learn more and nominate your senior. twilightwishct.org. That's twilightwishct.org.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go. So I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With their unique Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips 24/7. I rely on Beacon. Because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through September 15th, purchase GAF through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Let's get your travel forecast from Mr. Bob Cox. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Brian. The latest on Hurricane Ernesto shows it's 635 miles south-southwest of Bermuda with winds up to 85, moving north at 13 miles per hour. There's a hurricane warning up for Bermuda. The storm is expected to become a Category 3 hurricane tomorrow with winds up to 115, and will probably weaken a bit after that before getting to Bermuda, but will still be a hurricane and will pass very near, if not right over the island, on Saturday, so I wouldn't head out there this weekend by any stretch. Otherwise, back on land, we've got excessive heat warning for New Orleans today with a high of 95 and a heat index of 113. Maybe a thunderstorm there later. It's 86 there now with a 96 heat index. Presque Isle, Maine has an air quality alert because of the wildfire smoke. Clouds giving way to some sun with a high of 77. And Chicago will have some showers around and a chance for a thunderstorm, maybe even some severe weather in that neck of the woods by this evening or early tonight. Currently in Hartford, it's 63 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, thanks, Bob. We don't have a ton of time. We got some good birthdays, though. Really quick, Jennifer Lawrence. It's been around a while, but started young. Any shot, Matt?
Sorry, who'd you say?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, 36.
Well, that's a good guess. She's 34.
Oh.
But you lose. Ben Affleck.
Ben is 54.
52.
Oh, I'm two over on all of them.
Yeah, you're going home without any prizes. Joe Jonas is 35. Jonas Brothers, obviously the trio. We're heading up on 6 o'clock here on this.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.